Whatever beginning goals you set for yourself, following through on them will build momentum and a sense of achievement, and those small successes will point the way to bigger ones.
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Wanted to start today's episode with a quote by Pamela Glass Kelly because I think it perfectly ties into what's kind of on my heart and what I want to share with you. You know, I recently heard something that kind of struck a chord with me, and what I heard was momentum breeds momentum. And how true is that in life and in business? That, and I'm living proof of that at this very moment, how when you just start to kind of do things and get the wheels going, right? Things start to kind of unfold and happen the way they're supposed to. But yet when we sit back idly and we overthink things, that's when it just becomes, there's more friction or lack thereof, right? There's not much activity going on because we're too much in our thoughts. We're overthinking. We're not taking any type of action. I think of the analogy of a train. You know, a train initially, when it gets going, it feels like those wheels are just turning so slow. It feels like it takes a lot for the train to get going. But once it gets going, it captures this velocity, and then it's the opposite. It's extremely hard to stop. So I want you to think about how that plays out in your business, how that plays out with whatever venture you're pursuing, how that plays out in relationships, health, other areas of your life. Are you capitalizing on momentum, or is momentum not capitalizing on you? Right. So I'll give you an example. You know, I recently alluded to an episode 500, which, by the way, thank you so much for the outpouring of just love and support and encouragement on social media and otherwise. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the five things I have learned and or have been validated since I launched the podcast almost 5 years ago. So if you haven't had an opportunity to check that out, make sure you listen to episode 500. And, you know, I shared how in last year I decided to make the right decision for myself and kind of exit out of the wholesaling operation after about 15, 16 years or so, whatever it's been. And, you know, after taking some time to myself and just kind of focusing on my family, focusing on Ascend, on the podcast and some other things I have going on, decided that the self-storage business was right for me, you know, and that was, it was new. It was exciting. And in fact, it still is. But the first month or two, I kind of spent more in education mode and not so much in action mode. While I did do some things, I didn't really feel like I was gaining a lot of momentum. And then February came around, you know, a couple of months after I had decided to do this, and I wasn't seeing a ton of progress, although I had a completely new level of understanding that I didn't have before about the business. And I had a level of competency that gave me and fueled me from a confidence perspective. Nevertheless, I wasn't seeing the kind of progress. And whenever I'm not seeing progress in my life or business, I always ask myself, okay, well, what's been my activity the last 30, 60, 90 days? Usually that's a very good indication of where you're at currently. Always look back 30, 60, 90 days and ask yourself, okay, well, what have you done? What haven't you done? And, you know, middle to end of February is when I said, okay, I'm going to get serious and I'm going to actually start applying the knowledge that I've learned and the training I've gone through and consumed, and I'm going to start taking action. And so I went out and I bought a list of 1,014 self-storage, basically a list of owners, you know, based on my criteria. I'm looking for mom and pop run and operated facilities, at least 10,000 square feet or larger, ideally larger, in the Southeast region, you know, so Florida, Georgia, Alabama, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Louisiana, et cetera. And I sent 1,014 letters, and I finally found the company that I wanted to work with that would actually handwrite the return address and the mailing address on a 4x6 invitation style envelope, ivory cream colored. I'm sharing with you some of the details because that's going to tie into the story. And it comes with a wet ink signature. And, you know, I spent a couple of days crafting, coming up with a letter that I felt was going to be very personal. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on in today's show and why that has, you know, proven to be the right decision. But anyways, I hadn't really, while I had made some calls to brokers and I had spoken to some wholesalers, I was more in the consumption state, right? Where I was just I wanted to gain a certain level of confidence and competency, but there's only so much you can go through. And what I've always shared with coaching students and what I've shared on this podcast is that you're going to learn so much more by doing than by consuming. And that's proven to be just so true, even though I didn't really need that validation. I already knew that. Just by making the commitment to purchase a list, send out letters, calls started coming in, I have gained so much momentum in this business where I feel like I'm on the cusp of potentially locking up a facility, possibly two. Now, nothing is etched in stone, but like there's something to be said for just getting the wheels going, right? Like, in other words, if the train is idle, you got to just like turn on the engine and you got to get things moving forward. And that's how you're going to start to see momentum in whatever, you know, area of your life or business you're looking to achieve something in, is you just got to get it going. You might not know what, you know, what you're going to encounter in steps 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, but you just got to get it going and you will figure it out along the way. And so this particular direct mail campaign, I think, was the catalyst for me now having a new level of confidence that I didn't have before, gaining some momentum in this business where I feel like I'm extremely confident in my ability to get these things closed and turned around and operate and manage moving forward. So really the takeaway from today's show, the first takeaway is momentum breeds momentum. And I want you to just get things going. So pause right now for a second. And I'm going to kind of actually, you're going to hear some dead air for 3 or 4 seconds, because I purposely want you to think about an area where you know you've committed to it, but you just haven't taken the level of action or the necessary steps in order to realize the results you want. If you're being honest with yourself, there's probably something that you can point towards. I know for me, you know, when I commit to something, I usually commit to it with my wallet, you know, or with my bank account, i.e. by investing in myself. I usually commit to it publicly or with the people whose opinions matter to me, people who I respect and trust. And usually there's even a bigger reason. I've identified a why. That could be my children, that could be my family, that could be my desire to impact others. There's usually a big why, but when I commit to something, there's no looking back. You got to take the necessary steps and the required action steps in order to quickly realize what it is that you're going after, right? Even if that means failure, because you're going to learn so much more in the process than by just telling yourself you're going to do it. You know, I was on a coaching call recently, and I think one of the things I've realized in people, and I know this has been true for me in different times of my life and in my journey as an entrepreneur, is that sometimes we commit mentally and we say we want to do things, but we don't take the steps because it acts as a defense mechanism for, in some cases, for not failing, right? Because if you commit to something but you don't take action, well, you can't say, hey, I failed. The irony is, though, that you failed just by not taking action. Just by committing to something and not doing it, you've actually failed. Whereas some people, they find comfort, they find security in not stepping to the plate and swinging the bat, because then they can say to themselves, well, I didn't strike out. But the flip side is true. You didn't hit the home run or you didn't get on base. So you can't get on base if you don't step to the plate. You know what I mean? Just pause for a second and ask yourself, what have I committed to, or what is something I would like to do? What is something I would like to accomplish? What's a BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal? Something that kind of scares you or that you know you should do, you know would improve the quality of your life, you know would help you to kind of live the life you want, whatever that may be, but that you just haven't taken the necessary steps in action. And what I'd like you to do is I just want you to commit, as soon as you finish listening to my voice and this podcast ends, I want you to quickly, without overthinking it, take one small step in that direction. That could be a phone call you make. It could be a text message you send. It could be an email you send. It could be writing something down in your notepad on your smartphone or on a piece of paper. It could be any number of things, whatever that may be. Say it could be scheduling an appointment. It could be calling somebody, maybe sending me a message. I will invite you to send me a message on Instagram or on Facebook and say, hey, Alex, I just heard your podcast and I heard your challenge. I decided to take you up on your challenge. Here's the one thing I commit to doing, right? So Alex, at AlexPardo25 on Instagram, you can find me on Facebook. However you can get a hold of me, just send me a message. right? If you don't have anybody else to send it to, or if you just like to send it to me, I'll hold you accountable. Hey, Alex, here's one step, whether it's big or small, that I've committed to, that I'm going to do, or that I'm doing in the process of sending this message to get me to this goal, whatever that may be. That's what I want to challenge you with. What I'm going to go ahead and do is, on the next episode, I'm going to get into the specifics of this mailing campaign. You know, sometimes I have people reach out to me and say, hey, Alex, I'd love for you to kind of talk X's and O's and strategically, you know, talk about what you're doing in your business from a marketing perspective or otherwise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and end this show now, but I want to make sure that you tune into episode 504. That's probably going to be a much shorter show, and I'm going to get into some of the specifics of this direct mail campaign that I did, what has been working for me, what hasn't necessarily worked for me in the self-storage business. And it's interesting because at the time that you listened to that episode, I would have just gotten back from a storage mastermind, and I'll have more to share on upcoming episodes. So whether you're interested in self-storage or not, I believe, you know, a lot of the content that I aim to share with you on this show, I believe, can easily be transferable to any business, right? And that's why so often I talk about whether it's mindset or challenges or the things that are holding us back are really a manifestation of personal problems, not necessarily business problems. But anyway, hopefully you got a lot out of today's episode. Momentum breeds momentum. So, and I challenge you to take me up on the challenge. Send me a message. What's one step you commit to doing or have already done? And you're going to see how when you start to stack these steps, no matter how big or small they may be, you're going to start to gain more confidence. You're going to start to see results, because fortune favors the bold. That's a quote by Virgil. Fortune favors the bold. And I know that for me, over the course of the last several weeks, the confidence I've gained and the feeling I've had by the progress, the results are inevitable. It's not if, it's just when, right? I know the results will come if I continue to put in the work and I continue to have the right mindset, surround myself with the right people. And part of my motivation for sharing this with you is not just to plant seeds with you that I hope will grow, or to encourage and inspire you, to challenge you, but also to hold myself accountable, because I need it as much as you do. You know, many times I'm speaking to myself just as much as I'm speaking with you. Or I don't even want to say at you, but with you. So with that said, I'm going to wrap up today's show. Really appreciate for the support. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, or you can listen to this on Spotify, some of the other platforms, so you get notified every Monday and Wednesday when shows come out. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Make sure you tune into episode 504. I'm going to get into some of the details of the direct mail campaign to self-storage owners. Talk to you soon. Have a great one. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.